Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. Blessed be the name of the living God. Oh, blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing. Oh, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With our mouth will we make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With our mouth will we make known thy faithfulness to all generations. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever we will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever we will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning, Father God, with an humble heart and attitude of gratitude. Father God, thanking you for everything, giving your name the praise, the glory, and giving your name all of the honor. Father God, thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and we slumbered. Thank you, Father God, for commanding us to rise and to shine and to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise on this brand new day that we have not known, have not seen, and will not know and will not see again. Father God, we thank you for new mercies that embrace us on this morning. Father God, thank you. Thank you for making ways out of no ways, Father God. Father God, as we go forward today, Father God, we go forward in faith, love, and obedience. And we thank you for the precious Holy Ghost leading us into green pastures, leading us beside the still waters, leading us, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for another morning that we can come, Father God, to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Father God, that we can all have a seat at the breakfast table and break bread together, Father God, in the Spirit. And it's just as real, if not as more real, as doing it in the physical, Father. Because it's the spirit, Father God, the spiritual that counts, Father God. That's what's accumulating the weight. That's what's accumulating, Father God, the rewards. And so we say thank you and we bless you even right now. So, Father, we commit this service into your hands. May you and you alone be glorified in it, magnified, praised. And we say thank you, God. And we magnify you forever, forever, forever. Anybody, Father God, visiting today that do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, give them the will to be saved. Father God, anybody that needs strength, Father God, and we pray, Father God, that the weak can say they're strong. Father God, the backsliders will come on back home and that the strong will get stronger. Father God, this is our prayer today. Father God, so Father, we pray right now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and where Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So we want to indeed welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. You are indeed invited, amen, into the Lord's house. That's right. Amen. We are in the Lord's house, in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's a mystery. We don't understand it, but we believe it, and we just trust God. Amen. It is exactly what the Lord says it is. Amen. So enjoy the services and keep on coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God praise, glory, and honor. There's a lot of other things that we do too. Amen. So visit our website and find out. Amen. Our website is in the process of being updated also. Amen. Because we have so much to add. Amen. So, amen. Very, very progressive ministry. Amen. And so we give God the praise, the glory, and we give God all the honor. We pray that everyone's excited in this brand new day. A brand new day, a day we have not seen, a day we have not known, but God made it. Amen. And he put me and you in it. So what a blessing. What a blessing that is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We want to move forward today. Amen. And we want to share a little bit about Boaz, Boaz, Boaz. There's a lot of talk about Boaz. Amen. We want to see if the Lord wants, what the Lord would like to open our eyes. Amen. To see, amen, to hear. Amen, because we know that God put Boaz in the Bible for a reason. He wasn't the only man back in that day. He wasn't the only good man. He wasn't the only rich man. Amen, but God put Boaz's story in the Bible for a reason. Amen. So we want to hear, amen, what the Lord wants to say to us today. Coming to us all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. We want to thank God for this faithful brother. Amen. Our brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. We want to thank God for his tenacity in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. He's a diehard. Amen. He refuses to quit. Amen. He's a go-getter. Amen. He persists until he succeeds. Amen. He's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for he realizes that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Amen. Glory be to God. He's not embarrassed. Amen. Sometimes he may be in the minority or seem like he's in the minority. Amen. In a ministry. Amen. That's led by a female, and then we have a lot of female helpers in this ministry, but he realizes that in the Lord's kingdom, there's neither male nor female. Amen. So he is not intimidated by that. Amen. Glory be to God. And he loves the Lord, and he loves God's people. Amen. He is a people lover. Amen. So we honor him for that and all the sacrifices. Amen, that he does in his home and in his community and in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. So we want to thank God, amen, for our deacon elect, Brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. And it's he who is going to come this morning and share with us, amen, what the Lord has placed in his heart and in his spirit. Amen. To share. Amen. So this time, without any further ado, we want to say that he is a husband. Amen. He is a father. He is a grandfather. Amen. He wear a whole lot of hats, and he does them well. In spite of his trials and tribulations and circumstances, he does them well because his faith is in God. Amen. And when your faith is in God, you just no way you can lose. Amen. So we thank God for the role model that he is and the mentor. Amen. Not just to men, amen, and young men, amen, but to women too. Amen. And so we bless God. So at this time, amen, we want to introduce to some and present to others our deacon elect, Tyrone Reed, that we might receive him this morning for his grace and receive him this morning for his abilities. In Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Reed, are you there?
Praise God. Thank you, Apostle Dr. Bradford, for such a wonderful introduction. I just hope and pray that all you have said, I can continue to it. And I just thank you for your kind words.
You're welcome, brother. Amen. And the floor is yours. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God, everyone. And I'm thanking God, praising God, and just knowing that nothing could be if there wasn't our God Almighty. Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2022. Greetings, Pastor, Apostle Dr. Bradford, Bishop, my prayer partners and warriors. Ladies and gentlemen, I trust for you it is a most pleasant morning, an extraordinary day, a praise-worthy moment, blessed by the best. Let me begin my sharing by reading from Beside the Still Waters. And it states, take a few moments. Take a few minutes. Pause beside the still waters of God's word. Drink deeply, and you will find it cool and refreshing. May I share that again? Please let me share that again. Take a few minutes to pause beside the still waters of God's word. Drink deeply, and you will find it cool and refreshing. I'd like to take you back to Wednesday, March the 2nd, the first Wednesday of March, and it states, he has done all things well. That's Mark 7, verse 37. There's nothing random or mediocre in anything that our wonderful God has done. The fascinating studies of his natural world of creation constantly gives us witness to his wisdom, perfect order, and sense of beauty in all that he has created. How can we do less than praise him? And I'm ending with, oh Lord, our God, oh Lord, our God, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And that's Psalms 8:1. Boaz, ladies and gentlemen, Boaz. Boaz, a life gift wrapped, an anointed blessing, an answer to an unknown journey from one's misfortune, from one's devastating circumstance, onto what God promised to each of us. God promised to each of us. I'm going to read from Ruth, an introduction. This book is named after the leading character whose story is told here. It may have been written during the reigns of David, whose ancestry is traced final verses to his great grandfather Boaz, whose wife was Ruth. Ruth tells the story of an Israelite couple who moved to Moab during a famine in Canaan. The husband and his two sons died, leaving the mother Naomi alone with her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. Naomi decided to move back to Israel, and Ruth insisted on going back with her. Back in Israel, they looked to their relative Boaz for help, and Ruth finally married Boaz. And from their family came the royal family of David and the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The book teaches us much about love and devotion. It also teaches us of God's concern for our everyday needs, and that He is working out His plan for salvation. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at Boaz, as I said, it's a journey. Boaz happened to be a final stop in a situation where a mother-in-law and a daughter just searching for a life beyond the loss of what seemingly was a good life from the beginning. When we go to, excuse me, one second, let me turn this page. Sorry about that. When we go to Ruth, and just going on to the second chapter where Ruth meets Boaz. Just reading a little bit, it says, now Naomi had a relative in her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing whose name was Boaz. Now, isn't it amazing how you can go from a devastating circumstance into an unknown journey and run into a Boaz? And Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, let me go to the field and pick up the leftovers grain behind anyone in whose eyes I might find favor. And Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. So she went out and began to glean in the field behind the harvesters. And as it turned out, she found herself working in the fields belonging to Boaz. Just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. The Lord be with you. Now see how they say God works in mysterious ways. We may not know what God is doing, but God knows what he is doing. And you ask yourself, why at this moment, this time, that Boaz happened to come back in town from being away and come to the field where he spots Ruth. Just then, Boaz asked the foreman of his harvesters, whose young woman is that? Now, why out of all the women that were on the field, he spotted Ruth? Now, have anyone asked themselves, Boaz, a well-to-do individual, have many people working for him? Why had he not had a family? Why wasn't he married? These questions is what stood in my mind as I'm reading the story of Ruth and the connection between Ruth and Boaz. So to move down to verse 11, Boaz. Well, first let's go to 2:10. She bowed down with her face to the ground. And she explained, why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner? I think that's what I just asked. Boaz replied, I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. So once again, I ask the question, what's happening on his side that he had no family, no wife, no girlfriend? Or do we know that? We don't know. But for him to be so straightforward with Ruth, I got to say that there was no other significant other. Because if there was, there's no way he could be such straightforward with Ruth. Moving on to 15. Say, may I continue find favor in your eyes, my Lord? She said, you have given me comfort and have spoken kindly to your servants, though I do not have the standing of one of your servant girls. At meal time, Boaz said to her, come over here, have some bread, dip it in the wine vinegar. Now, already, Boaz is making that connection, trying to make her feel comfortable enough to know that he is interested, but in a good way. So, again, to make her feel comfortable. So, I'm going on to chapter 3, where it says, one day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, my daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for? Is not Boaz, with whose servant girls you have been, a kinsman of ours? Tonight, he will be wind-powering back. And I guess this is something that they did back there, on the threshing floor, wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. Now, mother-in-law trying to get her to capture him. And I hope that it's okay to say it like that, ladies, because I'm under the impression that if a mother tells a daughter to do these things, she is trying to bring some togetherness that may not would have happened if there wasn't no straightforwardness. Again, that's just what I surmise. And as a man, that's what I see. As women, you may see it differently. And then Ruth said, I will do whatever you say. So she went down to the threshing floor and did everything her mother told her to do. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirit, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Now, once again, I don't know if this forwardness is what one would expect in these words. In the Bible, I don't know. It's here. But I don't know, again, if your thought is. But as we all know, God did not make any mistakes. And the book is saying this is the approach that was used. But to get past the approach and get to the point he was able to bring Boaz into her life. And as you know, Boaz wind up marrying her. And then marrying her, it created the genealogical path of David, and then here comes the Messiah, Jesus. So from how ever that situation went, where the mother-in-law pushed her to be forward, Ruth did what was told, and the result was that Boaz and her did become husband and wife. And I'm going to just close with, we don't know what God's journey is or the walk for anyone. But we do know if God is in it, you believe it, you live it, it's going to work out well. It's going to work itself out, and it's going to be well. So the roof, it closed with on 4:20. I'm going to go from 4:20. Okay, that the genealogical of David is, again, the journey, an unknown journey of a daughter-in-law going with her mother-in-law to look out for the mother-in-law, not knowing that the journey would actually be a true blessing for her. So Boaz, he was the vehicle. He was the blessing. He was the divine anointing for Ruth. And this was the connection to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, thank you for allowing me to walk through. I know we didn't go deeply into all the integral parts of the relationship between Boaz and Ruth, but I do believe the point was made that we see how God can take a misfortunate situation and make it a true blessing. And I say to you, my brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, this is who God is. You must trust. You must believe. You must know this is who God is. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share a little bit about Boaz.
Amen. Thank you for desiring to share. Thank you for thorough elaboration. Amen. Beginning with that reading beside the still waters. Amen. That was lovely. Amen. And we see here in your overview, it was adequate. Amen. We know that we can't tell the whole story in 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Amen. But, amen. We see Boaz was a gift. Amen. That was huge. Amen. He was a gift. Amen. He was an answer to an unknown journey. Amen. You also really focused in on how God is concerned with our everyday needs. Every day. Glory be to God. All of our needs. Amen. And how she met Boaz on her journey. Something else you said, which was very simple but very profound. You said that we may not know what God is doing, but God knows what he is doing. Ah, that was huge. That was huge. That was reassuring. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows and God cares. Amen. And then why me? I'm sure Ruth might have asked herself, hey, why me? You know, and we can ask the same question, why me? Because God favors us so much. Why me? With all my faults, all my failures, all my mistakes, why does God love me like this? Why me? Glory be to God. And we also, you also shared with us, and we saw in the spirit, how God moves on both ends. Not only was God moving in Boaz's life, but he was moving in Ruth's life, and he was bringing all that together through the law of attraction and bringing them together. So God just doesn't work on one end. He works on both ends because he's on both ends. See, and he's also the God in the middle. My God. Amen. And then last but definitely not least, amen, my takeaway, you said something huge when you said obedience, because Ruth was obedient to her mother-in-law. Obedience brings your Boaz. Obedience brings your blessings, is what you were saying. Ah, my God, Suki Suki. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And when we are obedient to God, God will see to it. The same way he brought Ruth and Boaz together, he brought Boaz was Ruth's gift, and Ruth was Boaz's gift. It was both a blessing to one another. Out of that came our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. They're the great-grandparents of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our obedience brings our blessing. That's it. That's a sermon all in itself. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you for a very, very thorough elaboration on Boaz. And we can take this all day, beloved, as we go and think about how your obedience, every step that Ruth was taking was leading her to her breakthrough. She didn't know it, but God knew it. Every step that Boaz was taking was leading him to his blessing. He didn't know it, but God knew it. The steps of a good person, a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. You don't know where you step in, but God knows where you step in, and he's leading you. But what? Your obedience is what gets you there. You can't skip a step. There's no shortcuts. Amen. Just keep on stepping. As our Bishop Lawrence Williams said a couple weeks ago, he said, walk it out. Walk it out. And keep on walking. All right, that's it, that's it, that's it. Brother Reed, any announcements? I know you have so much going on in your world. Some people ask me, say, Pastor, how you do it? I want to ask you, Brother Reed, how you do it. Amen. Glory be to God. Any announcements you want to share with us this morning, community events or anything otherwise? Amen. The floor is yours.
Yes, once again, I just want to thank you and all the presenters at the last luncheon, information luncheon. Well, let me use the whole thing. Our senior information luncheon, because folks have been calling, letting me know that it was great information. Some folks have already started using it, and we are looking forward to the third Wednesday of this month. It's going to be a financial wellness and insurance friends and family day. A financial wellness friends and family day is what we're doing this third Wednesday of the month. So I'm just hoping, praying that folks join us. And as we say, when I say us, that's our motto. We got to use the information and we got to share it. So this is us using and sharing the resources and the information that is given out at our senior information luncheon. So thank you, Pastor, for allowing me. And Pastor, thank you for just putting it, sharing, putting it in such a simplistic way of understanding, you know, what was shared. You made me understand what I said even better. And I thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. And that is our duty. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. To serve the whole of man, holistic. Amen. Not just the spirit. Amen. But we are concerned, should be concerned about every part. Amen. The way God is. God is concerned about our bodies, our spirits, our finances. You brought it out this morning. God is concerned about everything that concerns us. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. And I will say Brother Reed has some very, very interesting events once a month. I really enjoyed that movie. I really enjoyed that movie, me and Elder Carte. We're still talking about it. We're still thinking about going back and see it again because Thor, Love and Thunder, it was interesting, but it aroused our curiosity. Sometimes you have to see movies more than once, so we really did enjoy that. Amen. And the fellowship. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Brother Reed, I will say this. I did start a little something because we have the city investigating about that parking over there at the theater. That needs to be more visible. That needs to be, something needs to be done different there, because we sure there are a lot of cars that get towed. Amen. But something needs to be done different. So AMC is investigating it. Amen. So things can be done a little bit more differently. Amen. And we have to take care of our neighborhoods and take care of our people. Amen. So we say thank you so much and thank you for all that. Amen. Thank you. All right, saints. Amen. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Amen. We want to thank God for the word of God as it has come forth. Amen. Our obedience will connect us with our Boaz. That's my takeaway. I'm just going to be meditating on just that line alone. Just that line alone. Our obedience will connect us with our blessing. because we all want something from God. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to do it God's way to get it. That's the bottom line. And we some of us haven't learned yet. Amen. But we got it today. Our obedience to God's word connects us to our continual blessing. Boaz and Ruth wasn't no one night, bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. They was together to death through their part. We're talking about continual blessings. We're not talking about blessings that come and go. My God, my God. All right, you don't start something here. All right, amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Our Pastor Erica will be celebrating 1 year. Amen. And her service is this Sunday afternoon. Amen. And I don't have the address with me right now. Its service starts at 2 o'clock on State Road this Sunday. And it's 1 year anniversary for her. Amen. So I'll be sharing that information tomorrow if you wanted to come out and support Pastor Erica. Amen. And keep the young woman encouraged. Amen. And doing the work of the Lord. Amen. I don't think we have any other announcements. I think there is something else, but I sort of forgot. I know we have our sister Joanne, the Joannes. We have two Joannes in this ministry, Joanne Thurman, Joanne Brothers, and they both have birthdays, amen, this month of August. Amen, Gloria. I think one is the 19th and one is the 24th, amen. So put that on your calendar. And I think it's another August birthday somewhere. I got to check. I'm going to find it. I think somebody has a birthday on the 11th. I'm not sure, but we're fine. We don't want to miss anybody. Amen and amen. All right, saints, it's going to be hot today. Amen. Think cool. Amen. Glory be to God. Stay fluid. Amen. We know what to do. Amen. We know. Don't be afraid to spend a little extra dollars. Burn the air conditioning. Thank God for air. God's going to pay the bill. We just heard this morning that God is concerned about your needs. So if you let your bill go up this summer, guess who's going to pay it? That's one who's been paying it all the time. Turn that air conditioner on, okay, especially if everything is wired correctly. Turn it on. Turning on a fan or blowing hot air, if you're going to burn a fan, you have to lift up the windows. You have to lift up the windows if you're going to burn a fan. All right? So stay cool. Amen. And so we want to thank God. All right. That's it for today. Lord's willing, we'll be at 12 o'clock. We'll be at the altar of prayer. Amen. Praying. Last night on the 9 o'clock altar, where we prayed for Desmond and cried out for the children. 10-year-old Desmond was missing. He is my grandson's friend, and he was at the pool, and they don't know what happened. He was missing for about 4 or 5 hours, and we cried out last night. Well, I want to give a testimony report that I heard from my daughter, and Desmond is home. So we want to give God some praise for answering that prayer and brought that baby home. Where Desmond was, I don't know. We don't have all the details. All we know is Desmond is home and he is well. So thank all of you for praying and touching and agreeing. Amen. Because prayer works. And prayer works. Bible study tonight at 8 o'clock, Lord's willing. Amen. Lord's willing. Everything is God's will. It got to be God's will. Amen. It can't be my will. It can't be my will. Amen. Glory be to God. God's will. Amen. And it was God's will that Ruth hook up with Boaz. And it's God's will for you to hook up with your Boaz. Boaz meaning blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Brother Reed, that was awesome. That was awesome. All right, Father God, we say thank you for this service today. Thank you for the word of God going forth. Thank you for the man of God. Thank you for Boaz, Father God. Father God, what an encouragement to men and women. What an encouragement, Father God, to know that when we walk in the Spirit, we're just going to bump right into, Father God. It's a setup. It is a divine appointment. We don't know where our blessings are. We think we know. We don't know nothing, but you know. That's why we just have to be obedient and go the way that you're telling us to go and to do the things you're telling us to do when you tell us to do it. Because you will always reward obedience. Ruth didn't know where Boaz was going to be. Boaz didn't know nothing about Ruth. But Father God, because they were both being led by you, wow, here comes Jesus. Oh, my God, here comes Jesus. Oh, Father, we say thank you. Father God, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, premature death, Father God. Bad news, tears, and sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Father God, we say thank you for our lives, for our families, for our neighbors, for our country. Father God, we say thank you. We pray for our leaders, our spiritual leaders, those in government. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the afflicted. We pray for those in disobedience, our disobedient brothers and sisters, that they would line up, Father God, and stop blaming you for their own decisions. Father God, we pray, Father God, for those who are walking in faith, that they will continue to walk on. Father God, we pray for our prayer warrior coming at 12 o'clock today to pray us through. Thank you for this sister, Father God, and the anointing upon her life. Thank you for meeting us back for Bible study tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that you was there this morning, Father God, at the morning altar. God, you're just so faithful to us. You're just so faithful. And we appreciate you, and we do love you. Thank you for bringing Desmond home, Father God. Oh, God, we were so concerned. We were so concerned, Father God. He was just hanging out with my grandchildren about an hour before he went missing. Oh, God, it's getting close to home now, Father. It's getting close to home. But guess what? You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You're the God from near, and you're God from afar. And when we call on you, we always get an answer. And we thank you for bringing little Desmond home. Now we ask that you would bring home the other young men and women that's missing. Been missing for a while, Father. Been missing for a while. Bring them home. Bring them home with a testimony. Bring them home with a praise. And we say thank you and we bless you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless Brother Reed's event coming up on the third Wednesday. Father God, bless the event that your Father God, you say your people perish for a lack of knowledge. And we need to be taught, Father, especially in certain communities. We don't have any plans. We don't have no plans. We don't have no financial plans. We don't even want to talk about death. We have no plans, Father God, and we see the results. We see the results, Father. We work hard for houses and real estate, Father God, that the city comes in and they take. There's no generational accumulation because we didn't plan. The children can't afford the taxes. They can't afford the probate. And now a house, Father God, the government takes because we had no plans. Father God, help us to get our priorities in order. Help us to get our priorities in order, Father. And we say thank you and we bless you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the church just say amen, amen. And amen. Everybody have a beautiful day, a lovely day, a glorious day, a fantastic day. And remember, as our brother Reed, amen, shared, it was a powerful, the whole thing was powerful, worth re-listening to and sharing with your family and friends today. Your obedience will connect you to your Boaz. Your obedience will connect you to your blessing. Period. Have a good day. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords.
Will you receive Minister Natasha Cobbs tonight? Come on,
put your hands together like this.